Good morning. Welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I am Reverend Tanya Sumter, and I am honored to lead you in this time of prayer. Our devotion for the day is from the devotional Immeasurably More by Mark S. Mitchell, and it is entitled The Glory of the Cross. The scripture passage is from John 12, 27 through 50, but I will focus on John 12, 27 and 28, and this is what it says. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for the very reason or very purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. We all probably face this situation multiple times in our lifetime. We have a job to do. We know the work is going to be hard and perhaps even painful. We don't want to do the job. We might put it off as long as we can. But finally, we must face the task at hand. The work needs to be done. Jesus found himself in that very situation. His purpose for coming to Jerusalem on this occasion was so that he could be handed over to his enemies to suffer and die and have his body placed in the grave. Jesus did not put off his assignment to his heavenly Father. He had waited until the appointed time to go to Jerusalem. Now the time had come. Jesus' soul was troubled by the suffering and death that he would endure. His assignment was made even more difficult by the fact that he needed to bear the sins of the entire world. It's not hard to imagine why Jesus was troubled. He is truly God, but also truly man. And his human nature would suffer in ways no other human being has ever suffered. Jesus was about to make the ultimate sacrifice for all of humanity. But even at his most agonizing hour, Jesus focused on the purpose of his life and declared his desire to glorify his Father's name. We too might pass through agonizing times. Some of us might be passing through very tough situations in life right now and not sure about what to do. How do you respond? How do you react? First of all, let us focus on our purpose and then let us understand that we are brought to this situation for a purpose. Second, let us pray that the name of God be glorified through this situation that we must pass. We need to keep reminding ourselves that we are in this world for the purpose of God. Romans 8:29 says, "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ." Furthermore, we are called to be a witness for Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We are to declare the excellencies of him who brought us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. We are to go to the uttermost parts of the world and make disciples of all nations. We have to snatch some out of the fire. We are to pray and bring healing to certain others. And we are to be the extended arms and body of Jesus Christ. Remind yourself that you do have a purpose. There are things that happen which may distract your purpose or your focus, but remind yourself that your purpose is different. When we remind ourselves of our purpose, the gravity of the situation will reduce. And then, let us have only one desire, that in whatever we pass through, that the name of our God will be glorified. Let us pray. Lord God, we praise and glorify your holy name for the life and witness of Jesus who came to earth to fulfill your redemptive purpose and plan. Lord, if it were not for his miraculous birth, sinless life, sacrificial death, and glorious resurrection, we would still be dead in our sins and at odds with you. Thank you that through your goodness and grace, you purposed and planned to redeem humanity through faith in his finished work. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for sending Jesus to be the sacrifice for our sin. Thank you that you loved us before we knew you and have brought us into your heavenly family. So much in our lives center around ourselves, but we pray with the psalmist this morning, not to us, but to your name be glory, because your love and faithfulness to us. May we be encouraged, empowered, equipped to reflect any light that may come our way back to you. May we glorify you in anything we do, and may we work in such a way to share our love for you. May we serve others and honor the gifts you have given to us, so that whenever we receive compliments, we will say thank you, but also be reflectors acknowledging you in all our ways, in everything we do. We want you to be glorified. May we live and work to your praise and glory from this day on and forevermore. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name be glory because of your love and faithfulness. This is our prayer, O God, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. I pray that you will have a blessed and prosperous day. We look forward to having you join us this Sunday for worship in person or online at www.rayofhope.org, Facebook Live, or YouTube at 10 a.m. You may also join us again for prayer on next Wednesday. God bless.